This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand, are planning a major vigil Thursday, although several community-driven memorials have been erected. Meanwhile, Australian Britton Tarrant, the man accused of killing 50 people at two mosques there and wounding dozens more, has reportedly fired his lawyer and plans to represent himself. The self-described fascist and white supremacist has been charged with murder. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, the massacre has raised more concerns about how vulnerable people are to terrorism and hate.
From New Zealand to Pakistan to the United States, shock, mourning, and a shared sense of vulnerability.
There's always that fear of, you know, is something like that going to happen here in our community?
The alleged gunman in the New Zealand attack posted a hate-filled anti-immigrant manifesto and is thought to have made a white nationalist hand gesture during a court appearance. What was once unthinkable in New Zealand seems tragically familiar in America, which has endured hate-inspired mass shootings at a black church in South Carolina and a synagogue in Pennsylvania.
That's VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. Nearly 7 months after U.S. Senator John McCain died from brain cancer, President Trump, in a trio of Twitter comments Saturday and Sunday, contended the Republican lawmaker helped instigate special counsel Robert Mueller's long-running investigation of links between Trump's 2016 election campaign and Russia, and complained again, as he has in the past, about McCain's 2017 vote that doomed Trump's attempted overhaul of national health care policies. Mueller's investigation has resulted in guilty pleas and convictions of 5 key Trump aides and the indictment of a 6th. Mr. Trump has long labeled the Mueller investigation a witch hunt. This is VOA News. Reuters' Lucy Fielder explains that families of victims of last week's Ethiopian Airlines crash held symbolic burials for the victims, and new details about the crash are emerging.
Ethiopian Airlines says it could take up to 6 months to do DNA testing on the remains of the 157 people who perished on board Flight 302 a week ago. His friend of deceased cabin crew Getachew Nagatu hopes the ceremony brings closure for the husband and baby she left behind. Meanwhile, details are emerging from the examination of the black box recorders from the crashed Boeing 737 MAX 8. A source that has listened to the air traffic control recording told Reuters it was travelling at an unusually high speed after takeoff. A voice from the cockpit made a request to increase altitude. But then the pilot, who sounded terrified, mentioned a flight control problem and started to make a right turn to return to the airport. The plane then vanished off the radar.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The International Organization for Migration reports that Latin America has displaced previous record holder, the Mediterranean Sea, as the deadliest route for migrants in the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Thousands of refugees and migrants have died while making the perilous journey across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe. The region's grim yearly record as the deadliest route for migrants for now has been broken by Latin America. International Organization for Migration spokesman Joel Millman says since February 1st, 79 deaths have been reported along this route. He says this is nearly 3 times higher than the numbers reported in the Mediterranean. He agrees the rise in deaths is a consequence of increased migration from Latin American countries to the United States. He tells VOA the journey has become more dangerous because of greater reliance by refugees and migrants on smugglers to transport them to the U.S. border.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. More than 150 people were killed, hundreds more missing Sunday after cyclones swept through southeastern Africa. The United Nations estimates more than 1.5 million people in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe were affected by the storm. Israel's Supreme Court Sunday disqualified an extreme right-wing politician from next month's parliamentary election for inciting violence and racism against Arabs. The Israeli Election Committee had given permission for Michael Ben-Ari of the Jewish Power Party to run, but the court Sunday backed a legal challenge by the opposition leftist Meretz Party that argued that he called for violence against Arabs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.